I kind of find the enjoyment in the little banal things in life. So I do the weekly shop with our family, and I've been going to the same Bromley for the last 16 years. And I mean, it was only really, I don't know, 6 years ago that I thought to myself, wow, I could probably park in every single one of these spaces given enough time. And you know what? Time is on your side when you're doing the weekly shop each week. So I did a little bit of investigation. Rather than going around and literally counting each space, I went on Google Maps and got an overhead shot of it, and figured out exactly how many spaces there were, how many I could legitimately park in, because I'm not a blue badge holder, I don't have a motorcycle, but I do have a family, so I can park in the family bays. I found it online and slowly wanted to tick it off one by one, because that's what you do when you're facing otherwise quite mundane things. We've done some well we I've done some nice sort of overhead views of what it looks like there, and then to make things easier, assign different zones. The more I say it, the more stupid it sounds. I've assigned different zones to each of the areas, and then numbers on top of that, just so that each time that I went, it was easier for me to know what ones I still had left to tick off, rather than like a scattergun approach. I wanted to at least go into it fairly clued up, because when you're doing something this daft, it's important to be thorough.
So are you systematically going zone by zone then?
Yeah, well, I sort of like there are a couple of zones which are really desirable. Like, yeah, again, when I say desirable, like in the world of car parks, that these spaces are more desirable. So close to the front of the store, ones that are close to trolley bays, but not so close that you're next to it, because then you're getting you could potentially scratch your car up on the railings which go down the side. They're quite risky. So I as well as creating a map of all the spots, I also created a map of the desirable and the less desirable spots, and that helped me sort of tick off, which ones to get, which ones that I always needed to keep an eye out for as well, because if one of those was free, I had to bag that and then I could move on.
I was going to say, was there a point where there are any pesky ones where every time you turned up, you were like, oh, that's like your white whale of a parking space in Bromley, Sainsbury's?
Yeah, without getting too technical, I mean, if you see the diagrams, when I say B7 and B8, you'll know exactly what I mean. But yeah, they were really difficult to get. Like, I don't know what it is, because they're not even great spots, but people just seem to love them. So I went down one evening for snacks, and it was quite late, and I managed to snag, I think it was B8, and it was, oh, that was a real moment in my life.
The question is, though, is that did you actually go down there for snacks, or was that an excuse to try and tick off better space?
I'll never tell.